Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbs.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration, which began in earnest today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has started the biometric voter registration program in 63 districts around the country. The PVR is expected to create a new electronic voter's roll in preparation for next year's harmonized election.
President Robert Mugabe has already issued a proclamation under Section 36A requiring all people, even those who are already registered as voters, to register on the new voters' roll. This new roll will entirely replace the existing roll, which will no longer be used and will cease to be valid. The BVR is expected to go a gear up next month when the remaining 2,600 BVR kits are expected to arrive from China. ZEC has taken delivery of only 400 kits so far. But the opposition MDC is already challenging the registration exercise, saying ZEC is ill-prepared to conduct this exercise.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kutabantu bevisa lankaya, kutabwe zetinga loko kutoa I proof of residence. So as tokeni sisi kuti tianga pingota malolo, uguze sibwe wazi kuti nga uvoti, usia ubalisa wenzani. Kujalo kefoitu.
Onguka Gibbs nasi, tlauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe chirongwa, cheku nyore sawa voti, chatanga nasi. Asi bato rinopikisa MDC, rikuta arisi kufara nema itirugo, arikuitwa chirongwa icho ichi, sakati chanzwa kubva kune mnyore mkuru, we batu erori va Douglas Monzora kuti zviri kufamba wani asi vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo mishina yacho kana kuti maofisi acho ezek anenge anonoka kuvhura vamwe vavhura kuma 10 vamwe kuma 9 asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo muharare vari kunzwa vakurumidza vamwe vanga vachinzi vari kudzorerwa kumba nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away. Of course, Mr. Monzora was in court today.
So what happened in court, Mr. Monzora? We are told that you are actually pursuing this matter in court concerning the voters' registration.
Yes, the matter was postponed to Thursday to enable President Mugabe's lawyers to prepare. In fact, when the message was served at the president's offices, The receptionist refused to give their names. So the lawyer says she was unable to locate the papers. We are very, very patient. We have been through our advocate, our counsel advocate, Martin Ender, that the matter could be postponed to Thursday because we are determined to see justice in this matter. We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We want the justice to be done, and therefore we will call to allow the president to have time to consider this matter. The matter was postponed to Thursday, but we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe that although we are fighting this case in court, people must still go and raise that, even as of now. People must not wait for the outcome of the court case. People must not wait for the fights that are in court and outside court. People must go and register in those places where registration is taking place. We are going to court for five reasons. The first one is that there are no biometric voter registration kits. What happened is that only 400 out of 3,200 kits is.
I think maybe it's.
Hello, Mr. Monzora? I will try to call him back. But of course, he was talking about why they are challenging ZEC and the president in court. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mlalazi, what is your take on this, what is happening now that, of course, ZEC has started this program, although some opposition parties are arguing that it is ill-prepared because it does not have all the required kits to embark on a nationwide voter registration exercise?
Yeah, if you would remember, this is not a new issue about ZEC. We have always maintained, even before 2013, that ZEC is pathetic. ZEC and ZANU-PF cannot run an election. They are always not prepared. But to a larger extent, we are then tempted to think that this is deliberate. For them, you know, a whole 90-something-year-old president announcing that you will have voter registration when they know very well that they've got around 400 kits that are inadequate for the people of Zimbabwe, and they announce that they want to register more than 7 million voters. So this is totally criminal, and it cannot be accepted. Unfortunately, we as the opposition, I think we are complacent. We telling our supporters to go and register. I think a big action must be taken against ZEC. We have been patient for a long time. So this is criminal of ZEC, and this is deliberate, because how do you explain that, for instance, in Gweru, my grandmother, who is in Lower Gwelo, must travel 34 kilometers to go and register? It is unacceptable. Therefore, we as the People's Democratic Party view this as a criminal, if not a highly treasonous. So ZEC and ZANU-PF are deliberately playing their games again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I do agree with the last speaker that the acts by ZEC show that it is not acting in good faith. Mm-hmm. There is an important machine where the data must be stored called the servers. Mm-hmm. And we agreed as political parties and ZEC that these servers will be procured via a tender system. Up to now, we have no knowledge of those servers being procured. They have not been procured. So where is the information that is being taken being stored? Is it being stored in KG6? Is it being stored at CIO headquarters or what? The thing is that we needed to agree with ZEC on the more than 10,000 voter registration centers. Right now, published 63 out of more than 10,000. That's where the criminality that the woman was talking about comes from. This is cheating the people of Zimbabwe. It said that we all know that there is a program where people are being given documents, and this program affects certain communities more than others. We all know the problem of documentation in Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and the lower areas because of the history, because of the Bukurahundi. So the people are still not yet getting the ID cards, it's not procured the identity cards, and voter registration kicks off. So this is unfair. What we are saying is that the rules of the game must allow for fairness, must allow for transparency. And we have seen the documents from ZEC where they are obviously lying, that they have procured a server via a transparent system. They have not done such a thing because I sit in a committee called the High Level Platform, which is a committee of political parties and ZEC. And ZEC has been telling us and promising us these things. We agreed with ZEC that voter registration must start in October when everything is in place.
But the last time I talked to Justice Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, she was saying that the servers they have, but they are being assisted by the United Nations to merely upgrade them.
Well, what is important is that the server must be procured in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It must be secured, bought in a certain way. And we agreed that the server will be bought through a tender system by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This, to our knowledge, has not happened. She talks of a server that she has. Where did she get it from? And we want to see where are the tender documents, where is the advertisement for those servers. Zimbabweans who are able to supply or other business people who are able to supply those tenders, those things are waiting for the tender. Why was it procured, if it was procured, in such a clandestine manner? Political parties must have been told and must have been allowed to inspect the server. Make sure that the server is not preloaded with information. That was not done, and it is criminal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Just one line before anything else, Mr. Monzora. Do you trust the courts? You know, you still remember that you've got several court cases that you actually sent to the courts following elections. I think it was 2008 and maybe 2013 again. But do you trust the courts right now that they are going to make some kind of good ruling in your favor?
Whether we trust the courts or not, we shall keep on knocking at their doors. They are going to have to dispense justice. The fact that the court has been unjust in the past, they've been unfair in the past, is no good excuse why we not keep on testing them. So we are not only doing the courts. We are going to the courts. We will go into the streets. We have, in some times, pursued dialogue with ZEC. But we see that we are dealing with an organization that is an extension of the executive. Although Justice Makarau always wants to say that they are independent, they are not independent. They are controlled by the executive. And what they have just done shows that Justice Makarau knows that ZEC is not ready. Everybody who has sat in that committee knows that ZEC is not yet ready. And she has now gone along with the proclamation by the president because it's coming from ZANU-PF, and that's unfair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzola. Sisithathe ke ubaba uNkomo osecingweni. Baba Nkomo, kunjani?
Hayi,
mbijana. Phosa yakho baba khona masizwe.
Ye, sesiregista vutha. Uyazi uma siregista ngikhumbula ngo-1980. Abantu abaningi abaregistanga ngo-1980. Abantu abaningi abavotanga ngo-1980. Abantu abaningi babengalama-ID ngo-1980. Ama-opposition kufuze ekunanzelele khona lokhu. And isicele ngilaso kuma-opposition, nomethu abangenile ku-college nabanye kabangenanga, lapho kuyabe kufeedback khona i-opposition, ama opposition party engafilithi nomnetha awakho ku-coalition besupportane kuphela. Ukwenzeka ukuthi sikhuphe izanu. Izanu ngo-1980 ibingekho, ngizokhulumela ke emvela khona, ibingekho esigabeni sakhe ngo-1980 sivota. Sibone ngo-83 zobulala abantu ku-ground. Bese ngicebisa abantu bakithi, especially ezigabeni zakithi, asisebenzi singabayanga, kasilalutho. Abantwana bayahlupheka, abaningi sebeluphele ngotshwala emakhaya, emareserva, umsebenzi. Abanye sebelama-40. Abalama-40 namhla ngeke besebenze if bengazange bahlakanipha. Uma ule-40 years ungaza kusebenze andi umbuso wezanu okwakho bhabhayili ndokufa sokuphelile. Ngicela bebe ama-opposition ebe careful. Ethathe iinumba zabantu abangaphiwa ngama-ID izanu, labangarejistanga, ababise bebe-rejecta for no reason, abantu bengabeZimbabwe. Becompile inumba le kwenzela ukuthi mathi isirigile sibe lento siyiphethe on paper ukuthi sile numba engaka erejecte ngamasibomo, ngoba bazofaka lapha abakwazi khona ukuthi izanu iyarobha abantu, ifake ukudla, ifake ukuyigqoka kula bakugqokayo, bese bevota bevotela isigqoko, bekhohlwa ukuthi isigqoko lezana somali angake belalekiso. Into ezaba zilamapikitha njeabantu abangasincedinga lutho ababulala abantu ezigabeni zakithi. Yife futhi abantu bakithi ngiba-advise ngakho, abasebenzi bayahlupheka. Nalibona abathi basimele from 1980, I'm very sorry, bantu bemathebelele ndimidlengi. Nimele into ezingekhoyo phambi kwenu. Yisikhathi sokuthi lihloniphile abanye abantu ababulawa izanu ngo-1983 ngegugrondo, sifakele i-curfew, sibizwa ama-distance, ukuthi wayesingasapoti izanu, ukuthi sivote out. UMonzoro umtshele lapho yena le nto engitshoyo. Nemeke shu ukuthi abantu abangavotanga babhalwa phansi, abanganikezwanga ama-ID, ipesela abantwana ababulawela iku-ground ngo-1983 ezanu 50 brigade. Omunye wayisurvivayo nge-inchi. Ngiyayazi la ngamangqaba wonke ngiyakwazi. Abantu bakithi asilalida, umuntu okuzanu vela ngimbala ukuthi kumele isigaba sakithi baba. Lama abanye siyabahola bagcina udabengwa lapho. Udabengwa u-right ngoba wathrayina.
Inkomo.
Ele kakuphumphuthwa nesiposi akwazi ukuthi ngudabengwa ngokwalo. Ngibona abanye bamblema abasithengisayo njengento ezingekhoyo.
Inkomo baba.
Ngoba udabengwa ebotshiwe. So ba-advise ukuthi bengafelithi lapho kulama-opposition khona. And becompile ama-number. Abantu abangarejistanga abangala ama-ID mathi
siyakhombeezesizwile baba Nkomo. Siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, sibongele kakhulu lo ngubaba Nkomo. So you are saying that the opposition should actually take the you know, take down notes. Whenever somebody walks into a registration center, if that person is turned away, take down the notes and say because of this and that. And those that have no IDs, he says this will help when it comes to the election proper. Yes.
Mr. Mlalazi, you seem not to be a fan of this court case. What should be done? What should the opposition do? You are a member of the PDP yourself. What is the way forward?
Okay. Probably where I should start is to advise those of our friends like Monzora that Rita Makarau, Joyce Kazembe, and other commissioners are criminals and they must go.
Mr. Mlalazi, we wouldn't want to call people names. I think we might agree to disagree, but if they are not here to defend themselves, I think let's just stick to facts and not attack anybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, probably the reason why we are saying so is that people's lives have been stolen. People's elections have been stolen. Hence, we are taking such a stand. But however, I was still trying to say we need to advise those that have sat with those people and agreed on certain processes that you cannot sit with those individuals and agree on anything because they are not a straight people that will give you a proper a process in terms of election. Therefore, what we need to do, we have come to a point where we need to confront ZEC head on. There are no two ways about it. He said that we confront them, or they are removed, then we can have a credible election in Zimbabwe, an election that will not be contested, an election where losers will accept. And in this case, losers such as ZANU-PF will be beaten hands down and accept. But that will not happen as long as we have those individuals that we call commissioners that are at ZEC, that we know clearly that are ZANU-PF members. As long as we have staff members that are there at ZEC, whom we know that they are coming from the president's office. So those are the things that we need to set out before we even talk about the election date. We need to clean ZEC, and it must be an institution that is independent and credible.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Monzora, what will be your response to that?
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him that
Unfortunately, we got cut off. As it name Muterere Ariku Bindura, so we'll try to connect with Mr. Monzora again. Tina Vamakuni, Vamakuni Magadi.
Tirinani Magadi is any cook.
Aiwa, Tirinani Mugatu Zorzanga, Fambasi Bindura, Maya, Bindura Maya Yedza, Ariku and Agunyoresa.
I mean to go from the Gavir in the China, but as long as the team is better, no, Zig. Mm-hmm. My results are also, they are obvious. Mm-hmm. Because ZEC has been on the forefront of my elections. Is my elections. ZEC Mwano is ZANU-PF. It's known that Mwano is ZANU-PF. Chaka, Chaka, My youth, I am a plastic. Do I agree that he? Do I agree that he has done? I'm missing a Tina Yaramba Tambira Super Vistin. So, you can never trust Manoyoka in York. Akakuruma Manoyoka, not on Gofa. As numbers of Warumane, making Cobra, but Manoyaking Cobra, Manoyaking Cobra. I have never failed to trust. Yes, yes, but Rita Makarau is actually a relative yeah, president when he came. And you trust him here, but I had my elections, Mugotarta, the pastors of Buddha, free and fair elections. It's almost nonsense. I'm not no Buddha.
I want to not end as Kuruwa Makuni, Nekupina Mchirongwa Chedu.
That's it.
Okay. Manzwa from Makuni is actually saying that he does not trust that ZEC will run a credible election, and then he also claims that Makarau is related to President Muga. I don't know about that. I don't know. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Swanag is slow nonza no longa. The slow babulung babalunga unjan. I'm pretty cool unjan gonna book.
Hi, Nabago right when I'm a casa be abandoned.
Yeah, I would show Babalung. Nanku palisu vota abanyaba coachwa abanye sebesiya emakhoti kwemthetho wandaba besithi koloko kwenziwa iZEC ngani akuqondanga wena ume ngaphi la
ya kusho ukuthi lapha inkinga ekhona ikulana kuma-proof of residence uthole ukuthi mabe othi abantu abaze nama-proof of residence ukuyabhalisa ukuvota abantu abafana nabantu abahleli emakhaya le emaguswini nje yekudeni nje ungana la ungathola khona ukuthi ubhalelwa ngumuntu incwadi ngibe ngomshini mhlawumbe baze wathatha la ma-proof of residence and ma uyibhekisisa nje indaba yakhona ukuze uthole isithupha kufanele kube nobufakazi bokuthi ungowangazi ube nabantu abakufakazelayo ukuthi ngumuntu owendaweni ethile esiyamazi mhlawumbe esebhuku esendaweni ethile leyanto ngiyakhola ukuthi uma kuyiwa ngathi kuma kuyokuyorejista laphana igama lakho liyaphuma lapha kuma-contrate ukuthi vele ungumuntu owendaweni ethile so bahlulwa yini ukuthi bethathele khona lapho nje kulokho abakuthola kucomputer than ukuthi bethi bona umuntu ufanele ebe le-proof of residence yalawo ahlala khona maye singathi nje silinganise ngokuthi ugcekeze kumbe uwone something kutholakale nje imininingwane yakho noma ama-fingerprints ukuthi ugcekeze kwabulawayo ungowasemakhaya angibona ukuthi sabazimba ukuthi bangaziboni mangabe kufanele kuboni bazokubamba kuphela belandelela imininingwane yakho wayibhalisa kulomuntu isikhathi lesi lapho waqala khona nje ukuthi uyothatha i-birth certificate wabhaliswa sibani bani nabo sibani bani esigabeni esithile. So lana ngibona ngathi indlela nje iyokurejecta abanye nabanye nje kuyabe kusazakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngeke bevotele iqembu elibuzayo. And then sizozalana kuma-opposition. Ama-opposition ayikuthi nje iningi lawo nje siwazabe kuphuma lapha emsakazweni. Selokhu-ke kukhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe izano embusweni. Sinkushe izano embusweni, singene embusweni. But abanikeza abantu i-strategy sabo sokuthi la bayongena khona embusweni bazobenzelana abantu. Banjalo bazobasiza kanjani abantu ngoba siyazi ukuthi izano kudalisa embusweni. So inokwazi iyakwazi ukuthi nayo ithendisa abantu ukuthi sizalulekela imisebenzi abantu nabevumisa uma bebona nje ukuthi kuthanda ukuba nzima. Manje baya ngoku-opposa nje kuphela ba-opposa baphikisa bayangabilina ngale but abazi nendlela yokutshela abantu ukuthi sizokwenyezelani uma sesingene embusweni. Ngiyayibona indaba nale eyokugula kwama-leaders nje oyi-2 ngibona ngathi isithanda ukuba nenkinga manje sikhombisa nje ukusobala ukuthi abantu laba vele bona ngabantu abafuna ukuyihlalela nje ezikhundleni ngaphandle ukuthi beshare nama-deputy abo ngoba kumanje uMorgan Tsvangirai lokuthi uyagula ukhona lana waye engabambisi i-deputy yakhe isali imbambele ngale than ukuthi isize lokuthi uyakhuluma unje uyagula unje bayacomplaina ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma kanje ngaye but siyambona indlela avela ngayo nje ethombeni ukuthi yena usentekedele nje angibona ukuthi sangamuntu angakhokhele nje lizwe nje ngocwele like umongameli wethu-ke siyambona nje naye vele neminyaka seyihambile nje for ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokugula nje vele ngibona ngathi akasenawo amanje ukuthi angaphathele izinto kuya phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
ngona ukuthi angashare naye nama-deputy akhe mhlawumbe ke siqhubekele phambili la eshiye khona.
Hayi yes, siyabonga Mnumzana Luka ongathenga kusasaba.
Yebo baba, hayi ngibongile.
Yeah, that is Mr. Lunga. He's talking a lot about, you know, the proof of residence demand. He says it's just unnecessary. It's going to impact a lot of potential voters. And he says there's a lot of vote buying that is done by the ruling party. At the same time, opposition parties do not have something like a selling point for what maybe they're going to do for the people when they get into power. You know, they have nothing according to him. And he says what is worrying mostly is we have two leaders that are ill right now. He says Morgan Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. He says, so at the end of the day, these two are not even eligible in terms of, you know, getting voted for. Because the other one is old, and the other one is sick. So why should you vote for such people? That's his opinion there.
Let's go to what some of our people following us on VOA, Shona, our page, are saying there. We have Tendai Stole, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you, Tendai. We have Precious Zava, who says, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Spiwe Luka, also watching from South Africa. Then Joseph Majamuse, who says, going to an election, it is merely legitimizing ZANU-PF's role as they will steal and find a way to cheat. I'm disappointed with SADC. I'm in West Africa and ECOWAS is very proactive in the region. Then we have Felix Foxy Jose who says that's the game of ZANU-PF. Nicholas Chitatu anoti taneta nekudzvinyirirwa taneta tanzwa tayuwira tiri kubirwa mavote takahwina kare nyika ndeyedu takangosungwa nevapambi pfumi. And then Morgan Chizemo says please call me. We'll try to call you, Morgan. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Thank you very much. I suspect I am a victim of cybercrime.
Indeed. We are going to introduce a bill to make sure that no one interrupts your phone.
Yes.
Right. I think you were responding to Mr. Mlala's allegation that Zek is not credible.
And of course, many are saying you don't have to trust that it will run a credible election. Zimbabwe might end up being another Kenya where elections are disputed.
Yes, that is not credible. It has lost the battle for impartiality, the test of impartiality. It has failed it. But I want to say that while Ms. Mlalazi may be right that we shouldn't go to court, he must tell us what else we should do. I think we should do what is called political triangulation, where we will do all the methods. If he asks us to go to the street, we go to the street, we go to the court as well. We shall not donate a forum to ZANU-PF. We shall not say these forums are unfair, and therefore we won't go. We will have to go and keep on knocking. And if we keep on knocking, we will one day succeed. I just want to answer to the general talk about 1980. The distinction between 1980 and now is that the 1980 elections were not conducted by Smith's Zek or Mzorewa's Zek. They were conducted by an independent international body. Right now, a Zek which is extremely militarized. Then I want to go to the comment about Tsvangirai and Mugabe being the same. Tsvangirai and Mugabe has one distinct difference. One is old and the other is not. One has ruined the country and the other one has not. And it is not a, if somebody falls ill, that's not disqualification of running the country. One of the best statesmen on this earth ran his country when he had prostate cancer, and that was Nelson Mandela. So the fact that he has an illness, has a condition which they are honest enough to disclose, means that they are honest to the people of Zimbabwe and must be entrusted with the people's lives and the people's vote. So Morgan Tsvangirai is coming back. He is ready to lead Zimbabwe, and we are happy about our friends in the opposition. Right now, six political parties have joined in the court action that took place today. They want to be part of the court action, and we are happy about that solidarity. Those political parties who see things differently but who want us to fight the system are welcome to come with their ideas. And we are very, very happy. We agree with the PDP. That is Zek is not credible. And that's why we wrote to Mugabe to say Zek must be disbanded. And it must be replaced by a SADC and the AU election management body. So that we are in agreement on that. But we are not in agreement to say we should not fight in the court. We should fight in every possible forum until we remove these people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Of course, the Americans have a saying that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what you are preferring to do. Let's go to Mr. Mchema. Makadiva Mchema. Mumemteriredwa Mchema muripo here?
Or maybe you can go to Mlalas then. I'll take a caller. You can go to Mlalas.
Okay. Mr. Mlalas, you want to react to that?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Monzora on some of the things that he's saying. Like I said, that I was advising people like Monzora, who still have the energy to engage Zek, that you cannot legitimize a fraud. The more you engage them, the more they think they are legitimate. So I think we need to get to a point now that we must leave Zek and engage them politically. Obviously, the political organization, they have shown us those colors, so that is what we need. And at this stage, in terms of the way forward, some of us strongly believe that SADC must step in, and AU also must step in, because Zimbabwe has always been on an agenda for SADC for a long time, for wrong reasons. If they do so, if they step in, it will then help us to create the Zimbabwe we want, to create the Zimbabwe that we know. It can only go on SADC's agenda for good reason at a later stage when they have sorted out this mess, unless if they do not want. But at this stage, I think we need SADC and the AU to step in so that we can move forward as a country, so that we can save our people, so that we can stop talking about the issues of leaders that are ill or leaders that are sick, so that our leaders can attend, can be attended in our hospital, so that our people also in Mzarabani can go to Parenya, can go to any other hospital and be attended there. But as long as we do not sort out ZEC politically, or we do not sort out our country politically, we will always have these problems. Therefore, we need to stand up, and SADC must listen to us, AU must listen to us, if they want to solve problems. And let us remember that if they do not sort out these problems in Zimbabwe, they will affect Botswana, they will affect South Africa. So we definitely need them to step in as a body that is responsible. And we as Zimbabweans also must play our role in terms of political engagement. Obviously, like I'm saying, these engagements on the table do not work, will not work. ZEC has shown its true colors by now, we must be knowing. So we need to move forward rather than going backwards with ZEC.
Thank you so much. We have a statement from the Election Resource Center, which was monitoring what was happening in conjunction with some of its partners. Time of opening, their statement is saying ZEC announced that voter registration centers in the 63 districts shall open between 8 a.m. and 4:45 hours. Reports received by the ERC indicate that some polling stations, such as Remembrance Complex in Harare, opened on time, while others opened late. With Gain Supermarket in Lupane and Mashingo District Administrator's Office opened at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Respectively. On the speed and rate of registration, they are saying, according to reports received by the ERC from various voter registration centers, it took an average of 20 minutes per person. This is contrary to the 4 minutes per registrant that was assured by the Zimbabwe Election Commission during stakeholder engagements. And they are saying of note was the case of ZANU-PF national spokesperson Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who took above 18 minutes to register as the fingerprint scanner could not read some of his fingerprints. Interesting. Turned away potential registrants between 8 a.m. and 12:40 hours. The ERC witnessed 5 people being turned away at Remembrance Complex in Harare for failure to produce proof of residence. Further, the absence of a commissioner of oath at some of the voter registration centers exacerbated the situation, as turned away potential registrants had to look for a commissioner of oath somewhere else who charges $1 for an affidavit. And then in Mashingo, they are saying there was no commissioner of oaths on site, while in Harare, the commissioner left the registration center early. Voter registration centers, locations and directions. The ERC noted that some registration centers are either too far from the citizens they are supposed to serve. Of note is the registration centers for Sanyati in Mashonaland West Province, which is located in Kadoma, more than 70 kilometers away. These are some of the things that the organizations that are monitoring elections are saying, and they are also saying in Lupane, the voter registration centers is at Gain Supermarket, not stand number 246, multi-purpose hall, Kusile Road, District Council offices, Lupane, as advertised by ZEC.
Yes.
This is leading. Tinebwe mtereri, vamchemo, magadi vamchemo.
I still mchemo gani kako.
Vamchemo.
Mchemo gani kako.
Hapasi zina.
Yeah.
All right, Gibbs.
Sisi mnumzano mefileli. Mefileli, kunjani?
Mwze kuona mbani
jani. Yes, pili akulu. So, rutisi wapise akulu. So, akusichele wenu uzwa kutuwa nukuta baroni.
Sina mbona 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 mbona
Yenza so baba, yenza so. Sicela usondele, sicela usondele efonini. Ungayifaka ku speaker phone, usondele silibambe kuhle.
Okay, so kuzwakala
kakhulu. Kakhulu, kakhulu. Yebo, qhubeka.
Ngithi senziwe izilima lapha indlela abeplane ngayo abizani PF lezeki. Ukuthi bazabisa amalokuzeni imchini eshotayo ukuthi abantu berejiste. Bayabekwazi ukuthi lapho ezaba khona iyabi cover ama-supporters ayo ezani PF. So mbona ngani into eyenzakalayo lapha senziwe izilima nje izani PF. Akula lapho ukuza ukhetho lolu nje izani PF izaziwinela nje ekuseproject.
So bona zani ikukurika wangona nokuxotsha ukuxotshangela.
Ya lokhu ku obvious lokhu babadube lokhu bakulo kunye izani PF sizwinele nje singaqala ukuvota.
So manje kwenzweni anti yabona ukuthi lapha ke umnumzana uMonzola labanye bakhe sinahambisa udaba lolu kwemthethwandaba. Ubona nini kuyaphumani khona?
Vele minyaka yonke sihleli kudlalwa ngemthethwandaba but akula nto ephumelelayo.
Pokuthi
uphumelelayo umgabe lwana samhloniphe sezingene ebhokisini kefe abantu lokhu esimhloniphe. AmaZimbabweans asukuke ekhanya ukuthi afuna ukukorrect something eZimbabwe.
Wawusukume
uta ayi register phela. No ngizama ukuthi asizame lathi ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi ku change ukuthi ufuna ukuthi change ezimbabwe. Sina lokho esikhuluma ngemthethwandaba siyelela la. At the end iZANU-PF iyabusa emthethwandaba. Kawukusoze ukontrol lutho. Izeki under iZANU-PF. Akula nto ezahamba kahle. AmaZimbabweans let's fight for freedom.
Njani.
Let's fight like you want to Tunisia or Egypt benzani o locals and all your Libya benzani. Let's examine that amazing benzani to change the lapisia code.
Ungena sicala
nje. Ukuthi sifundile izwi libenzani.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke
umnumzana. Ngomlomo nje la ngemthethwandaba kula lapisia wina khona.
Kodwa thina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bengadubulani phela. Ntshokwane sikutshwa.
Ngiyakuzwa. Ngiyakuzwa but okusalayo ukuthi iZANU-PF izabe lokhu isicontrol ilokhu isidlalisa nje njengama-tennis ball lokhu isibhampisa isibhampisa isibhampisa
Paul izabhamba kuze kuthini
hayi mhlawumbe umgabe efile maybe kulabo kungaba lesomething ekhanya as long ephila yena nothing ezachatha
hayi mnumzana mehluleli mbongile kakhulu baba
Nice.
Yes, so that was Mr. Mehluleli. And he's saying that, you know, this is a great plan by Zek and ZANU-PF. They want to bring just a few machines so that they can only register their own people and they know where they're registering people. That may be most of their supporters are in those locations. So he says, you know, it's high time Zimbabwe should stand up, really. And maybe make some public protests and all those kind of things. Says that matters most other than going to the courts and all those kind of things. And he says, Zimbabweans, please stand up, according to him. Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
You heard what the ERC observed. What is your take on all that?
We totally agree with that. In fact, in Masvingo, the ZEC said, the machine said there is no Ward 7. When Ward 7 has existed since 1980 in Masvingo. So, one, it's that the ZEC officials are ill-prepared. It took me 30 minutes to get registered. It took President Mugabe quite a lot of time to get registered. It has taken Simon 18 minutes to be registered. Whereas these machines are designed to register a person every 4 minutes. So ZEC people are taking 400% of the time that is that is earmarked for that in order to do the job. That shows that they are not a trend because they are taking border gazes. The youth officers, these are the people who are being taken. We have received reports that some teachers were returned from Dare, from Rusabe. The ZEC officials don't want teachers, they want border gazes instead. We want this to be a transparent exercise. We want this to be a fair exercise. It is incredibly important for Zimbabwe to have a free and fair election. It means investors will come. It means our poverty will go. But if we have these elections which are mafia type, then we are heading nowhere. We agree totally with the report. It is very accurate. And we have received similar reports as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Mlala, because time is into civilian. Now, what is Nkunjeni? Kulo Nompembe. Nompembe, Pinde, what is Nguyo Jalipora? Njalo Nguye, Ongokul Kipa, Ngumkazi, Wonkeloku. Kambe, ubona nukungapuman. Pela, asiko konoku, uweze kukuti, pai loku, la loku, la loku. So, okay, manje, nibona nzani kungapumela hini. Kukutu beenze, kunokutuwa a transparent process.
Haikone kwenye suwe ni abulando eza puma. Nikumbula gomnyo mnyaka ule indo jotuwa mpozuela. Yake yati matota asi sugume nini omama babu kama rogwe. Atisesi sige skatini se resistance. Where we must stand up sige ahindo lega hii ndao. Kina sinalapa asakulu msani sige silungi se lolu kere. Adiku sesifale sifike kuleso sikhathi oya iresistance nje omunye umlalela umzili uthi abantu bavele sebesibonaka teli yabalungisa njani okwabo kathi Egypt benza kanjani yikho sofale sifike khona akula nenye indlela ngokuthi sihambe kuhlelo lwama elections sifike sifike siphonona singene sidliwe kuleyo election bese siphuma sikhono nendalo kakubasizi abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi, they want a solution. And in this case, i solution ikhanya ingendlela A1. The legal comfort that is remaining for our people and a lengani nje, we must sacrifice it now and stand up peacefully and refuse and say, sikinala izeki gai hambe lomkawe wayo.
So nkele kutu nje, ubukupa kia mnandi sibili kakulu nye sintu. Pongutu just less than a minute nye sikiwa. Mwoni kako na.
I think we have reached a boiling point in our country where we cannot go any further complaining and mourning about Zeki and ZANU-PF stealing elections. We have come to a boiling point where we are saying enough is enough. If the people of Libya did it, if the people of Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries, who are Africans, by the way, did it, why can't we do it also? We must get to a point where we sacrifice the legal comfort that is remaining and stand up and say enough is enough. Peacefully we resist ZANU-PF and ZEC.
Thank you so much. Stand on the line there. Stay on the line, sorry. Silo Mazulu, lapha usekhungane Cholojo. Mazulu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, kunjani Cholojo kola ngapha?
Ayi, kuraithi, kuchisa kuphela.
Akutsho ke nathi udaba Mazulu.
Ayi, mina ngiyakuzwa konke lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu siphonga ukukhuluma ngomlomo. Kona kuthi ngabe abantu siya register siye vota sikhiphe phela nezane sithi kasiyifuni ayikhona ukuyikhipha ngomlomo.
Nxa ufika khona ngabe uzosazama ukuyabhalisa uzokuthiwa ibizo lakho singeke salifaka ngoba awula i-proof of residence. Pho kumele wenzeni Mazulu?
Kufanele uyodinga i-proof of residence vele siyakwazi sonke elizweni lakithi ukuthi nxa usuyabhalisa ukuvota uhamba nesithupha kumbe ne-passport kumbe ne-ID yakho.
Ye, so ke akukhulume nabantu bezimbabwe ukubatshele sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni nxa ufuna uyarejista.
Kumele sihambeni siyarejista abantu bakithi singakhulumi ngomlomo soko sithi zanu mgabi asihambeni sonke ngobuningi siyarejista sivote siyenze lokho esikufisayo.
Nxa bangawalela ke Mazulu khula ngale bafike bethi hayi sibone ngazani akuhambi kuhle kumele ucine usenzani kodwa.
Hayi, kumele ngibambe ngamandla ngidinga ibizo lami ngize ngilithole ukwenzela ukuthi ngivote ngoba vele ngesifiso sokuvota ngikhiphe izani.
Kodwa wena usubhalisile yini khona ngapha eCholojo?
Akukafiki kithi ngapha eChibizina.
Bathini?
Ai asikezwa bengize abantwana besikolweni bebe khuluma bethi kusasa yaqala mhlaka 22 ukubhalisa esikolo.
Wesikolo isikolo kuthiwa kuyini?
Ngiyahamba ngiyobhalisa.
Ye, kuthiwa kuyini isikolo senu?
Ithilizina school.
Oh, ithilizina,
eh?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Phosele ukugcina amaZulu.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu bakithi. Sikhuphaneni so ubona nje siyavothi kakhulu thina abantu abangomama siyephulela amalungelo kakhulu so kumele siyevota siwine kwezele ukuthi sithole ilungelo lethu.
Sibonge kakhulu Mazulu, ungathinelwa kusasa Ntombendala.
Hayi, ngibonile baba.
Yebo, kuhle kunjalo. So that was Mazulu, she's in Cholojo and she's saying that they are going to start the registration exercise sometime this week. So, but she's very concerned about Zimbabweans. She says, Zimbabweans talk too much and too little, you know. So she says, go and register to vote, period. And people know what to carry, you know. Says, you know, it's an ID, proof of residence. Why not carry those if you can have them? So do that, according to her. Yeah.
Regai tichi zokere kuna va Monzora. Va Monzora tukura watu wano watu tanga kunyoresa kwa murukuru zira ya nyuvanu kuti va yende kuno nyoresa. Chicha muru kuda kuti chitange chanyazo itwa kuti zinzi vanu waku nyoresa kwa munezwa kanaka pasina mtauro.
Chekutanga tuna kuti vanu vacho va yende zitupa wa kukunyoresa. Chechipiri tiri kuti isu iri kunzi proof of residence iyi munhu ngaangonyora tsamba yake inotaura kuti anogara kati zvekuti zvodzirwa nemalawyers izvi kupedza nguva zvinavo ikoko saka ndokurudziro yatakasvika kuita kuzeki kuti munhu anofanira kuregista ngaakwanise kuregista asi zvatiri kunyanya kutaurawo ndezvekuti vanhu vedu ngavaende kuenda kuvhota angowana mukana ngaaite prioritize kuenda kunoregista kuvhota ndiyo chete nzira yatinobvisa nayo hurumende iyi nokuti tikaregedza kunovhota zvakare vanongodzokazve ivo vana mugabe ava votiurayira nyika yedu zvakare asi zvatinyanya kudawo isu ndezvekuti masenda acho awande mavota registration center acho awande nokuti takabvumirana kuti panorejistira munhu ndo paanovhotera saka zvikoro kwavanovhotera padhuze pane kwavari kuendeswa kumadistrict uko saka munhu anongofamba pachikoro panofamba mwana wake vechikoro achienda osvika oipapo takabvumirana zvakare kuti registration iyi pasenda imwe naimwe pachikoro kana pakliniki imwe naimwe inofanira kutora 16 days vanhu vachirejistwa ipapo asi hatisina vimbo yokuti zeti ichaita zvayakataura asi tinoda kuti tizivise ruzhinji kuti tinoda kuti tinoenda kunovhota asi patinoti taakuda kuita action munhu wese ngatipinde titi macho tigodemonstrata kuti vanhu vezimbabwe havachadi madistoro ari kuitwa nechihurumende ichi tiri kuda sarudzo dzakachena tiri kuda mutungamiri anosarudzwa nesarudzo dzakachena kwete mutungamiri anosarudzwa zvetiaa
tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora regai tiende kuvateereri totanga namukoma Donald makadii mukoma Donald
ndofara mukoma Blessing makadii kona mukoma Chris ikoko
namukoma Gibbs aiwa tiri right zvedu
namukoma Gibbs ya
right mukoma Donald tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
ndoda kukwazisa vamonzora ndoda inini nyaya yandiri kuona pandoda kuti pakaita era huru chaiyo chaiyo mukoma Blessing era iri kuitika vanhu vekuzimbabwe tinoita sekuti tinongova tinongo hatizi kuti tinofunga sei kana kuti tinoona sei tinoonera zvinhu padhuzedhuze nyaya huru iripo apa ndida kutaura kuna honorable vedu vamonzora nyaya yakaitika misteki ndeyekuti pakutenda mishini yekuchina ndo pakataa kwaita misteki vangade vakatiratidzira vakatoti no demalog iyi vangade vakapa demalog yekugermany yaidentification system ndo pakade pakatanga nyaya ipopa vangade vakazviramba zvakazivwa kuti matenda upo wachina ndo pavangade vakatanga kuramba asi muri kuona maproblems zvara kuitika kunzi munhu unoita 18 minutes achiregista vamwe anoita 4 minutes
Ngoma Donald rinogona kunge risiri dambudziko remushina asi kuti maybe vanhu vacho havana kudzidziswa nekuti vanga vakunzi 2 days amuonere kuti pamwe vamugabe vanenge vakakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada pavakati zeki ngaitange kunyoresa vanhu iyo zeki ichirudzidzisa vanhu
Thank you so much. Donald is saying that the first mistake was to allow Zek to procure these BVR kits from China. He's saying that he should have gone to a German company.
So he believes that these are Xinjiangs, eh?
Indeed. He says China is too close to ZANU-PF and, you know, they can be tampered with.
Yes, one of his troubles was Bakulule. Unjani is Bakulule?
Mpila ninjani?
Mpila kakulu. Iskati, do go to a pose la koba?
Ya, mina, inba nombozo kutu oke investop and method. In proof of resident, kusepu unemvumo ino kutu iPad na iPad stamp sake, yamparanze.
Ye, unjani?
Okay, into anything I enjoy, we think I'm joining Kikima. I'm being the resident.
So, what are we have? We are the car in what you have been
the I have phone over and voter in Katele Mokuru. I
want to tell you what to do by Palace or Pinder by Wales South. I was the worship of Kono.
I think Evantina was some one of the Kanakun, but he no more thing of voter was a Rika. So, one of the men are phone over and voter over Veno Child over Rika. Abantu bona bafuna ukuzivisela endaweni endala lizabelo betha kuqedwa lutho ngomlomo.
Pho manje kumele kwenziwe
sibakhulu. Ke ukuvota ikwembona kulungile ukuthi sihambe sivote sifuna ukuthi yaqikelela into yakhe ukurika o kanjani since start sing step.
Hayi ke siyabonga mnumzana ongathi nokusasa.
Okay.
Yes, so he's asking one fundamental question. If you have a birth certificate or and an ID card, are you allowed to vote? To vote, you know, says maybe not, but then can you consult your crowdhead, you know, in terms of, you know, him writing something for you to say you stay in a certain place? So then my response was, perhaps yes.
Va Monzora, manzwa zvirikutaurwa nemwe muteereri wedu uyu kuti mungadzokorora zvinodiwa kuti uende kuno register anga chiti ne.
Birth certificate, ID card, and then can you approach your crawlhead?
Okay.
To say, can I have a proof of residence?
Vamozora.
Abana need ye birth certificate. Proof of residence tsamba ya kusabhuku inoita, tsamba ya kanzela inoita. Affidavit za unonyora ewe uchiti ndinogara pakati rodhindwa na Commissioner of Courts rinoita zvakare. So kana tsamba ya magetsi, tsamba yemvura, tsamba yefoni inongoratidza zita rako neadresi yako iproof of residence zvakare. Asi kana chitupa chako china AU alias uya tinoda kuti vanoda kuziva kuti uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe here. Saka vanoda birth certificate rako rinoratidza kuti wakabarwa muZimbabwe. Saka ndipo chete paunoenda nebirth certificate rako kana chitupa chako china AU ya.
I want to know tenda shukuru. Gibbs, maybe you can just...
Yeah, mlala zokukti na njikupela just to say what is the next step. 10 seconds. I think Ms. Amlala is out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.